Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great to be here with you as always every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070. Today we're going to talk to Nirmala Raniga from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. We're going to talk about depression and optimal daily routine. This time of year, everybody thinks you're supposed to be super happy. It's Thanksgiving. But depression is an illness, and we need to talk about it. Nirmala is an expert in all these fields, and optimal daily routines. Maybe you're out of balance a little bit this time of year. You need to get back in tune. She's going to talk about that. Up top, though, on the show, Elizabeth Nyland's here. She's got two books out, Cooking with Avocados and Cooking with Coconut Oil. Great reads, and she's also a huge fitness buff. She's actually her title is a fitfluential ambassador. So she's going to talk a little bit about that also. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you do a lot of stuff. You've got your website, theguiltykitchen.com, Forging yep. Elite Nutrition. It's a great website. You've got a lot of followers and people that watch what you do. You're also a mom of two kids and busy at lots of stuff. And your fitness level is huge.
Yes.
Is that a big passion for you?
I wouldn't say it's the most important thing in my life, but it's probably something that we kind of gear our days around, and we try to include the kids in that too, so we're not trying, a lot of people say like, oh, I don't have time for going to the gym or whatever, but we try to incorporate our children into that so that we can get it done and not feel like we're taking time out of our children's lives for our own lives, you know what I mean?
Right, and people that say there's no room for it or no time for it, just like cooking, what else is there? These are the important things of life.
Yeah, for me personally, the fitness makes me feel amazing, and it really I have a joyful experience when my kids really want to get into it. And our kids actually nowadays they'll take out some smaller gym equipment because we bought them some weights that are their size, and they'll set it all up for themselves while we're working out, and they'll do their own little workout, and it's really fun to watch.
That's great. And your book, you were in last time with your husband, and the Cooking with Coconut Oil.
Yes.
And lots of great recipes. And you've gone through, I think, like so many of us and our listeners, you've gone through ups and downs with food and different things and the different plans and what works.
Yeah.
And like anything, life is not black and white, it's gray. So you may be paleo one minute, I have lots of people who are vegetarian, then they change to something else. We have to always adapt to what works for us and be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find it funny because I've been vegan, I've been raw foodist, I've been vegetarian. We did paleo for 2 years, and even now we're still kind of paleo, but we do like to eat. I felt like it was too restrictive. Like I couldn't walk into a restaurant and feel comfortable ordering off the menu. I felt like I always had to talk to the waitress and be like, I'm paleo and I can't eat this or that. So is there anything I can eat in here? And so we just kind of relaxed it a little bit. So, a lot of people criticize that, like that you're changing or whatnot. But I look at it more of as an evolution.
Absolutely. And, I've been doing this thing with Vicki Waters, and really our eating style or plan is, there's always lots of temptations that we try to, buy some fresh, good ingredients, cook some good food. It's like Patricia Chewy, our nutrition, 80-20 rule. So whatever we incorporate, I think that's helpful to people, actually, Elizabeth, that you're human.
Yeah, I know, right? I really, the 80-20 rule is really, I think that's the golden standard in this house is 80% of the time. I mean, we do eat whole foods and we try to buy from all the local farmers markets or whatever's fresh that week. And then the rest, the 20% of the time, if you've ever been to my website in the past couple of weeks, I've been making some donuts.
I've seen that.
There's a few little indulgences on there, and the kids love it. It's a good part of the week for them. They know that on Friday they get a donut, so it's exciting and fun, but they know that it's not healthy. They're not under the duress of eating that.
No, and that's okay. And I think you have to have a little bit of a carrot at the end sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
Because days are long, and you have to have something maybe that's a little bit of an indulgence once in a while.
Yeah, and I always felt like if we kept it, the more we kept it away from them, every time they went to, their grandma's house or a friend's house and they got a lollipop, they wanted to, hoard all the sugar.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, our kids, if they'd go to someone else's house, or kids that would come over that weren't allowed anything, it tends to be, it's like that no trespassing sign. I don't know about you, but I just want to go over that fence.
Well, who are there? Yeah, exactly. Our kids are totally deprived.
So I think it makes you want to be bad or something, right? Whereas if it's just, it is what it is, and have a bit, you don't feel like kind of you've got to go hide it, and that's never a good thing either.
No, and for me, having come from a history of really not healthy eating, like not letting myself indulge in those things, when I did go to someone's house and, you know, it was like a potluck or something and there was a dessert table, I'd just stand at the dessert table and eat it all. But now I feel like, you know, I can have one and I don't feel like I'm missing out on it because it's not like I'll never see it again.
And Elizabeth, you know, I know you've got the book and a lot of stuff we want to talk about, but I think a lot of people have that. So many of us have issues from when we were younger.
Yeah.
And it's a constant thing. It doesn't just go away. It's something you have to kind of work at and live sort of the best life, right? And you're setting a good example for your kids, which is always sort of, you know, trying to look at options and what works best.
I hope so. I mean, I really try to keep that balance of healthy and, you know, like, I don't want to say unhealthy, but, you know, not like the best things ever. But I think that they know which ones are healthy and they know which ones are not. So they can make their own decisions based on that information.
And that's the end of the day. I know my kids are at that age now where, you know, I've kind of done my job. So
hopefully
they get
Hands
it.
Off.
Now, Thanksgiving is coming up. What happens in your household? What kind of food is going out for the day?
Well, neither me or my husband are huge turkey fans. I think that we've been force-fed turkey. I mean, people even call it Turkey Day nowadays, not even Thanksgiving.
That's a turkey marketing board, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm not the biggest fan of turkey. We've always tried to find local growers of goose, but it actually seemed like this year we couldn't get a goose, so we're actually going to do a prime rib.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
delicious.
I'm not against turkey. I just think that it's more of an everyday food. I don't know why it's so special that we only have it twice a year.
Yeah, we get conditioned to whatever we had, right? And prime ribs, that's a beautiful cut of meat. A lot of people don't know how to cook it right. What is your secret for cooking a prime rib?
Well, first of all, finding a really good quality prime rib is really key for me. I like to get the grass-fed stuff, and there is only a couple places in town to get that. And you might have to order it in advance. I'm not sure, but Carnivore Meats out in Brentwood Bay has it, and then there's the Village Butcher in Oak Bay has it, and I believe Ravenstone Farm in the Victoria Public Market also has grass-fed beef.
Okay.
And then what I do is I sear the outside in a really hot cast iron pan, and then I usually rub it in a Dijon garlic rosemary mix, and then I roast it at a low temperature for a couple hours until it's about medium rare.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm. There is a recipe for that on my website.
Okay, and your website, just so people can look that up, because I'm sure there's going to be people doing it right now.
It's guiltykitchen.com.
That's a great, great name. And what kind of sides do you have with that?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the sides. So usually that's the more where I put my emphasis is on the sides. So in my family anyway, I think most people have the same things. But, you know, we did mashed potatoes and gravy, the roasted sweet potatoes. Sometimes we used to do like a kabocha squash roasted with butter and brown sugar and a little bit of cinnamon.
Yep.
That was always my favorite. And then with Adrian, that's my husband, we do Brussels sprouts with a cheese sauce and broccoli. Broccoli
cheese
and cauliflower.
Cheese sauce.
A cheese sauce. That's my mom's family there. Yeah.
Really?
And
is that what kind of cheese? Tell us about that one.
Cheddar. But I think if I made it this year, which I probably will, I'd probably go with my husband's favorite, which is Gruyere. That's a really good one. Nice, strong cheese.
Okay. So how do you do that? Are you adding anything to it or just melting it?
Yeah, so you make a basic white sauce. It's like a roux, so you melt the butter in a pot with a little bit of flour, and then you slowly add milk. I use whole milk. And then once you've got a nice consistency white sauce, then you add the cheese and just melt that and serve it right away.
Oh, my gosh. Mm,
it is really good.
Better with cheese.
It is, right? It doesn't matter even what the vegetable is.
No, exactly. So no wonder your kids like all the veggies.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk more about your website and more about some of the indulgences that we cook over Thanksgiving. Back with Liz in a few minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom, callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
So retirement living, why should I choose the Wellesley?
The Wellesley of Victoria is well-established with dedicated staff offering flexibility in meals. Dinner is included, or choose lunch instead. You can have lunch and or dinner every day. Dining room times are flexible with open seating and multiple meal choices. 5 entrees at lunch, 3 at dinner.
The Wellesley, independent and assisted living at its best. Ask Margot about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
From the pages of DC Comics.
I'm the eyes and ears, and he's the feet.
A new hero with the power of speed.
You think because you can run real fast that you're invincible? You're not.
And a mission that's personal.
My mother died 14 years ago.
Some things you just have to live with.
Legends run fast. He runs faster.
Game on.
The Flash. All new. Tuesday at 8 on CTV.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to join us on October 28th at 6 p.m. for an informative presentation from Viking River Cruises, along with an exclusive screening of Viking's Journey to New Worlds. A limited number of $5 tickets will be available while supplies last online, only at eventbrite.ca. Simply enter Viking River Cruises presentation. Call us for more information. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
Now that fall is here, your lawn is getting hungry. So pick up some lawn food at Marigold Nurseries and feed it. And while you're there, take a look around. Hedging is on sale for 20% off, and a great selection of flower bulbs is just waiting to bring color and life to your garden. Lawn food, hedging, flower bulbs, it's all at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests or have ideas for the shows, you can look me up, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Right now we're talking to Elizabeth Nyland, and she has two books out, Cooking with Coconut Oil and Cooking with Avocados. And she's also got a great website, which is called guiltykitchen.com. And she's also a Fitfluential ambassador. She's worked hard at getting very fit. Tell us about what that means exactly, a Fitfluential ambassador.
Basically, that just means that I'm involved in the social media world, and I talk about my fitness, and I try to help other people incorporate fitness into their life. So I'm an ambassador for fitness. Fitting it into your life, basically.
And so if someone's right now starting out, because you had to start somewhere, what would be something they could start at that's simple, and would you incorporate weights and cardio with that?
I think for when people are really struggling to start out, it's because they can't find something that they like, and they really honestly don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. So I try to, for me personally, I bring people to my house, and I show them what it's like to lift a barbell or just a dumbbell. I ask them what they've done before and how they like that. You know, some people really enjoy doing yoga and they hate with lifting weights, and that's fine. That's something that they should enjoy and embrace. Some people really just, like my dad, he's just a cardio junkie. He just wants to ride 40 kilometers a day on his bike, and he doesn't want to do anything else. And that's fine. That's his passion. That's what he's found out. For me, the balance is in all of those things is lifting weights. So me and my husband lift weights after work in the afternoon, and in the mornings I do a bit of cardio on my bike because I like to get out on the mountain bike and do that. So it's just finding that thing that you enjoy. I know some people, for them, it's a forcing. Like, they're forcing themselves to go to a gym, and they hate it. Like, mm-hmm. I hate going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Fitness classes are not my thing. So for me, it was working out at my house. So for me, we started our own garage gym, and we work out in there together, and we've incorporated that into our life, and we make the time for it together, and it's something that we do together, and it really brings us together. It's a connection thing.
So you believe a lot in weights and what weights can do for you.
Yes.
And that is some cardio. That is a lot of cardio there. What kind of, you know, for people who don't know what kind of exercises to do, how many things can you do with them? Some people think, oh, I've just done my, you know, little curls there. What else is there to do? And I know my son does a lot at the gym, but for beginners, are there different things you can do a kind of a full body workout?
Definitely. So curls is generally what's considered bodybuilding. So bodybuilders are the guys you see in magazines that look really, really muscly and they're really lean. So those guys are out there they're out there to make themselves look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then there's CrossFit. So CrossFit is lifting Olympic weights. So that's the clean and jerk and the snatch. Those are Olympic lifts. And they also do, some people call it HIIT, so that's high-intensity interval training. So that's really quick movements for short periods of time. And then there's straight just cardio, which is just like a medium pace for long periods of time, which is really not that good for you. It can actually burn your muscles.
You're better off doing the intense rest, intense rest.
So it's actually better for people that really don't like working out because you can get a more intense workout in a shorter period of time. So that's really what we do here, we practice here, is kind of like a mix between a powerlifting world, which is like the deadlift and the bench press. And then we do a little bit of CrossFit too. So that's the fast movements for short periods of time.
And what kind of time would you take doing all this?
I think, well, we're pretty slow. So it usually takes us about 90 minutes to do our workouts. And, you know, we sit around and chat. And then there's a little bit at the end that's about 20 minutes, really intense. But most of the time we're just sitting there lifting weights for about an hour.
And do you switch it up from time to time too to keep things, I guess they say you have to shock the system sometimes or change it up. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, we have a trainer, so we have a program that we follow, and she sets what we do every day. And there's days that are certain days are squatting, certain days are deadlifts, certain days are pushing or pressing. They're called pull and squat and press days. So that's what we incorporate. And then there's weeks that you do really heavy lifts, and then there's weeks where you do really light lifts.
Well, I think you've given us lots of stuff to think about, and you know, start somewhere, right? I mean,
yeah.
And you weren't just always fit. You've really worked at this. So, you know, it's a great thing to incorporate into your life as well as all the good food. Another thing that runs, I see, throughout your book and then your other book, your love of bacon and avocado.
Yes, two things that really go well together, actually.
And you have a few recipes. So the avocado book, give us some ideas, sort of some fun stuff to do with an avocado, because they're always usually in our house. And, you know, if we let them go bad, we shouldn't do that because there's lots of recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think a lot of people don't really, I mean, they buy avocados and they like avocados, but they don't really, besides guacamole and just eating them cut up, you don't really know what to do with them. But there is a lot of things you can do with them. You can make lots of sauces. You can use them instead of mayonnaise or butter in baking or sandwiches. Like on the cover of my book, you can see that there's ice cream. So you can, instead of using cream, you use avocados and coconut. And of course, like sliced up on top of things are also good. And then there's lots of dips and smoothies and sauces, that kind of stuff. Pretty much every meal is covered in my Cooking with Avocados book. You can do anything with it.
I've got to try that one, too. and looking at your other book, The Coconut Oil, last time you were on, you talked about it. But are you still loving coconut oil?
Yes, of course. I love coconut oil. I really don't. For the paleo diet, it taught me a few things about what things I would probably never eat again. And one of those is seed oils, so canola oil and grapeseed oil, because they're so high in omega-6 fatty acids, which we get enough of already. And our body really needs a balance between the omega-3s and the omega-6s. So coconut oil is one thing that I've definitely kept in my life for sure. And it's delicious.
And well, I did buy some, and you're right, it is. Spaghetti squash bolognese. And now this is something, you know, you grew up with spaghetti, and that when you were paleo, totally, something you missed. That looks like a good recipe. And on the spaghetti squash, you know, it does kind of cut those carbs that maybe you don't always need either.
Yes. Last for dinner. So you can have a little pile of pasta is a lot of carbs, even for an active person like me. Like I wouldn't even need a bowl of pasta. It would just take up so much of my daily allowance for carbs. So
yeah, because they say like half a cup or a cup. That's nothing.
It's just not enough.
No, nothing to hold your sauce.
Volume, exactly. So with the spaghetti squash, I mean, you can have like a salad bowl full of spaghetti squash for the same amount of carbs. And it's really filling, full of this. I still eat it.
Yeah, it's good. And tomato sauce, you know, I've been reading more labels lately and seeing how much sugar is in everything. So to make your own tomato sauce, easy to do?
Oh, absolutely easy to do. I'm not sure why it became so popular to buy the pre-made kind of thing. You just warm it up. But, I mean,
you know why? I've been reading a lot about sugar. They say it's the bliss point. Even my favorite old Prego. you know, the sugar amount, and I guess people get kind of you know, hooked on that, right? And
it's easy,
right? So how do we make our own?
It's pretty easy. So me personally, I just buy two cans of tomato products. So one is like a diced tomato to give it like some texture, and then another one would be like a pureed tomato or a tomato sauce. And then I usually I keep those aren't the first things I add. So you saute up some onions in some coconut oil or butter or whatever you've got, maybe some garlic, and then you add the tomatoes and some flavoring, some fresh herbs. My favorite thing to add to a tomato sauce to give it really good depth of flavor is red wine. And the rind off of a Parmesan cheese. Not actually the Parmesan cheese, but if you just take the rind, which you can't eat anyway, and you put it in your sauce while you're simmering it, it gives it this umami flavor.
Oh, that's what we do with that rind.
And then it doesn't actually have any cheese in it, so it's delicious.
Oh,
the only way, in my opinion. Very Italian.
Yum, yum. So mm-hmm. you can use some tin products. You can use your own products and bring mm-hmm. it together and have the same effect without the sugar and other stuff you don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, there's, I mean, you can. People, the reason they put sugar into tomato sauce is to cut the acidity, but you really only need like a tablespoon in a normal amount of tomato sauce. So there's definitely no need to buy tomato sauce that has like half a cup of sugar added to it. That's for sure.
What do you keep in your pantry? What are kind of your staple things, your go-tos that you always have on hand?
I definitely always have canned tomatoes.
Canned tomatoes.
Well, I buy them in jars, actually, because I don't like the, because they're so acidic, they can take the lining off the inside of the can, so I buy them in the glass jars now. But mm-hmm. I always have tomato paste, tomato sauce, tuna, potatoes, garlic, onions. What else do I have in my pantry? Always have all the baking good stuff in there.
What kind of stuff? Sorry, your phone is cut out.
Oh, sorry. Just the baking stuff.
Baking stuff, right. You do love baking, don't you?
I do. I really enjoy baking.
A lot of people, baking is sort of an exact science compared to the other recipes, right? So that precise part of you, because a lot of people don't get baking because there's just too much measuring.
It is. No, and if you can follow a recipe, it's fine. But if you're like me and you like to experiment with recipes, it's really a chemistry, it's so much chemistry. Like I was making these donuts this week and I was trying to make a good old fashioned cake donut. And the first time I made them, it was just a disappointment.
You must have patience.
I just tweaked the smallest things and they were perfect the next time. You know, it's got to have the right amount of fat and the right kind of sugar. And you can't, like, making things low sugar and baking is really, really hard.
Really hard. Well, what would you make? What's a Thanksgiving dessert?
What would I make for Thanksgiving dessert?
Yeah.
That's a tough one because I'm a big fan of dessert. But I did just post a recipe that I posted a few years ago on my blog, and it's called pumpkin chiffon pie.
Ooh.
So I like pumpkin pie, but I find it's quite heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same kind of filling as a pumpkin pie, but it's got egg whites and whipped cream added to the batter of the filling. So it's really light and fluffy and it's still in a pie crust, but it's more like almost like a light cheesecake.
Oh, that sounds
really
divine.
Nice.
Best everything. Yeah. And I know you like the slow cooker as well.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the slow cooker.
Well, we'll have to have you back on because we're out of time for this segment, but to talk about slow cookers because,
I'd love to.
That's something that is, you know,
the big
an
one.
Easy thing to have, but
a lot of people have them,
but don't know
how to use them.
Exactly. Okay. Well, great having you on the show again, Elizabeth. And
thanks
if you want to know
Patty.
More about Elizabeth, her site is guiltykitchen.com. If you want to know more about me or the guests on my show, Lifestyle with Patty Mac, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
Okay, when we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Nirmala from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center.
Frills kind of guy, and if you ask me, it ain't about the sizzle, it's about the steak. That's why I invest with Great Pacific Mortgage.
Mortgage investments are about as exciting as a baked potato, but they're secure and consistent, with historical returns of 7% to investors quarter after quarter, no matter what the economy's doing.
Now, doesn't that make you appreciate the steak?
Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money. Historical returns are no guarantee of future returns. Investors are advised to read the offering memorandum prior to investing.
Next up on the All Out Clear Out 2014 lot, we have the Ram 1500. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year will start the bidding at, sold to the man in the hat, $26,888. Next, the Dodge Grand Caravan, Canada's number one selling minivan for 30 years, sold, cleared out at $19,998. And who wouldn't like Canada's number one selling crossover, the Dodge Journey? Can I get a $19,998? Yes!
The All Out Clear Out is on now at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. Get up to over $10,000 in total discounts. So if you want a great deal, get to your dealer today.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. There'll be lots of road closures for downtown James Bay and Oak Bay tomorrow morning. It's the Good Life Fitness Victoria Marathon. The runners will start behind the legislature and go through downtown on Wharf, Johnson, and Cook. The course then winds through Beacon Hill Park, along Dallas Road, through Oak Bay, onto Beach, up to the Uplands. On the return trip, the runners also go through James Bay before crossing the finish line in front of the legislature. Dallas Road will be closed from 7:15 until 2 tomorrow, but all the other roads should reopen as the last runners pass by. The half marathon starts at 7:30, the marathon at 8:45. The nomination window is closed, and in Oak Bay, the council will have a very new look. Only three incumbents are running again for November's election. 11 candidates, rather, will jockey for just six seats. The newcomers are Tom Croft, Heather Holmes, Jan Mears, Joan Russo, Andrew Stinson, and Eric Zelka. Hazel Brathwaite is back looking for a council spot after running for mayor last election. As for the mayor race, it's down to three. Nils Jensen, hoping to be elected to a second term. Former councillor Kareen Green is there as well, as is David Shabib. Bermuda is bracing for heavy rain and wind as Tropical Storm Faye gets closer. The storm had maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour at last check. Faye is expected to pass just southeast and east of Bermuda early tomorrow morning, bringing with it up to 10 centimeters of rain. Bermuda's government weather service is warning of dangerous surf this weekend. And there's been another cyber breach at a big U.S. retailer.
Kmart confirms it is a victim of a security breach. It believes its store payment system was infected with malware starting in September. The crooks apparently had access to debit and credit card numbers until Thursday when that malware was detected. Kmart tells ABC News it does not believe debit card PIN numbers, email addresses, or social security numbers were taken, but it does appear the hackers had access to credit and debit card numbers. Alex Stone, ABC News.
CFAX weather is next.
CTV Thursday.
This is Criminal Law 100.
Does making the grade...
How'd you get this?
...mean breaking the law?
It wasn't exactly legal.
Starring Academy Award nominee Viola Davis.
We just have to get creative.
This is murder!
Shut up!
From Shonda Rhimes, the executive producer of Grey's Anatomy. How to Get Away with Murder. All new, Thursday at 10. Part of CTV Thursday.
CFAX weather. We've had quite a bit of rain so far today, but a chance of more showers this afternoon and evening, a high of 15. Chance of showers overnight, low down to 10, and the rain is coming back tomorrow, probably late afternoon, early evening, high of 16 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 16. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Trail Appliances BC Lions football.
Tonight, the Lions look to send the Red Blacks home blue by sweeping the season series with Ottawa. Kickoff at 7. Join me, Scott Rintoul, along with Julio Caravetta for BC Lions football on the Lions Radio Network.
Listen for all the action all summer long.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Harbor Air Seaplanes.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a great Saturday afternoon. I always like spending this time with you. A guest I always like to have on because she imparts such wisdom and I know helps people every time she speaks is Nirmala Raniga from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center in Squamish. And she's been away this week at a conference, but she had two great topic ideas this week, and one is depression. Depression is a serious debilitating mental illness. It affects nearly 1 in 10 adults. And the other topic we're going to talk about this half hour is optimal daily routine. This is for our mental health, our emotional and physical well-being. How are you, Nirmala?
Good afternoon, Patty. Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Great. And you've been away all week, so you just got back last night?
Yes, I was at a CoLab conference. This is a conference for lawyers who... it's a body that monitors lawyers who struggle with addiction, depression. And so I have been going to the conference for the past 5 years, and slowly, you know, they've started to accept the some of the Eastern philosophies of yoga, meditation, and diet. And we had an opportunity to do meditation there and yoga there and talk about Ayurveda, and they were very open.
Because these things cross, you know, all boundaries, that people with depression or addictions or anything is all of us. It's not just a group we may think, oh, they're homeless, that's their problem. This is society. This is everybody.
That's right. It's a universal problem. First of all, I want to say, before I forget, happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners, and wishing you a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. And are you spending that with your wonderful family in Vancouver?
Yes, I will. I will be moving around.
You have a large family.
That's right. I do. I do.
That's wonderful.
I wanted to say something. You know, there's a saying by Buddha. He says, your body is precious. It is our vehicle for awakening. Treat it with care. Mm. And that's so important. And when we talk about depression, depression touches all of us in different ways. You know, we like you said, we typically think about or we just picture the homeless people being depressed. Mm. But when you think about just recently Robin Williams, you know, took his own life, depression. That's somebody who's sitting on a pedestal we look up to. But the average person, you know, in the family goes through these periods of depression, whether it is they're not happy with their job, their relationship, their spouse, postpartum depression, when we lose a loved one. So there's all reasons which just sits in there, and we go through sadness in our life. But when those sadness lasts for a long time and it disrupts our daily life, daily routine, then it becomes a serious problem where medical treatment is needed or advice is needed or a change of lifestyle is required to bring about balance.
And depression's an illness, like you were pointing out in
That's
the
right.
note you wrote to me. It's not a weakness. And we hide it. We're shameful of it. And people see someone like Robin Williams and think, well, my gosh, he was famous and he had money and he had all these things. But that is not the core of who we are. And it doesn't really matter what you have. If you're depressed, you don't see that.
That's right. It you know, it's one of those things that we always think of, we look at outside, we look at other people. Mm-hmm. But when we see within our own self, we are actually holding the pain. And that pain is in all of us. It's just that how we choose to cope with it.
And when you see people come into your Chopra Center, because you deal with depression there, what are some of the symptoms of depression if we have a loved one maybe and we're concerned about them?
The symptoms of depression, you know, there's a wide variety. One is, you know, sleep. Either you're sleeping too much, too little. When it comes to diet, there's an increase in appetite or decrease in appetite. There could be weight loss, weight gain. There's loss of energy, definitely. You know, you just don't feel like doing anything. For some people, they can't even get out of bed. That's how bad it can be. Feelings of sadness, emptiness, and, you know, interest or pleasure is diminished in terms of doing activities, you know, avoiding people. There is guilt because we are not participating. And then there's shame around because you're not out there being with family, with friends, avoiding. So all these things actually are part of depression. And often what people tend to do is, some people tend to do is they self-medicate. Mm-hmm. You know, people sort to alcohol, drugs, self-prescribed medication. And it actually, sometimes it makes the symptoms worse.
But how do you help someone when they are like that and they don't want to be around or hear from you about stuff? How do you get help for them if they don't want help for themselves?
What we generally tell people, or the way we guide them, is be there in a unconditional, supportive, compassionate way. It's just call them. If they're avoiding you, just call them, leave them a message that if they want to talk or if they want to go for a walk, or offer things like if they want to see a doctor, help them with the appointment, go with them, accompany them in that appointment, or offer to do something if they have kids, picking them up from school so they can do an appointment. So being able to provide them information without non-judgment, because already the person is feeling so much guilt and shame that it is so heavy on them And when we try and reach out, and if we reach out in a compassionate way, I think people are open to getting or receiving that help because they feel they're being cared.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about restoring balance, start healing, and boosting your balance. Back in 2 minutes with Nirmala.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Running for mayor of Victoria, broadcaster and journalist Stephen Andrew.
I was doing a story on the Johnson's Bridge replacement. I think it's a project that is so out of control, and it really is indicative of what's going on at City Hall. Someone needs to stand up for the people of this city.
On the next show, we'll update local news every 15 minutes and give you a chance to win tickets to the Tragically Hip.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. This Tuesday, the 5th annual South Island Indoor Challenge is swinging into action at the Cedar Hill Recreation Center. Watch as professional tennis players from around the world battle for their share of $20,000 right here in Victoria. And this weekend, Heritage Acres is transforming into a beautiful eerie event with enough festive fun to make it a treat for visitors of all ages. There'll be train rides, a decorated pumpkin trail, games, crafts, food, performers, and more. And until November 10th, pick up your Thank a Veteran card at any Greater Victoria 30 food. Send your card with your words of thanks along with a donation which goes towards the purchase of equipment for the veterans and seniors at Broadview Care. Give today and make every moment matter for those who gave to us. That is Senior Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
Thanksgiving means different things to different people, but it always means food. And Fairway Markets has everything you need. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these specials. Lilydale Young Turkey, Grade A Frozen, just 98 cents a pound with a $50 order or over, including turkey. Red or Green Seedless Grapes, California grown, just $1.88 a pound. Apple Valley Ready to Serve Pumpkin Pie, just $3.49. Thanksgiving specials for Thanksgiving dinner. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Brewing up some conversation. Cafe Victoria Saturday with Bruce Williams at 3 on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking about depression. This next segment, we're going to talk about restoring balance to regain your joy, start healing, and boost your balance. We have Nirmala Raniga, who is from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. She's the founder and director and driving force behind that, and that is in Squamish. And if people want to know more about you or your facility, Nirmala, how would they go about finding that information?
Well, they can go on our website, which is chopratreatmentcenter.com, or they can phone 1-888-802-3001, or they can send an email directly to me, which is Nirmala, N-I-R-M-A-L-A, at chopratreatmentcenter with ER.com.
Excellent. And if you want to know more about me or my guests ever, you can also contact me on my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. We're talking about depression and how it affects nearly 1 in 10 adults. Restoring balance and the healing process and boosting your balance. Tell us about that part of the equation.
Well, it starts, you know, condition, you know, there is a process of healing and it is a journey. So the first step would be, you know, talking to a doctor and finding out and asking all the right questions. Sometimes, you know, depression can be physiological, like a thyroid problem, or sometimes if you may be on a specific medication, the medication side effect would be depression. But then there is, of course, that clinical depression where you really need medication. Medication is a tool. But often there may be cases where you don't need medication but a lifestyle change. And it can start off also by, you know, talking to a therapist, a counselor, you know, we hold a lot of emotional pain in our body, and sometimes talking about it with a therapist does help. Optimizing your diet. You know, often people who are depressed, they would be eating foods which, you know, we so-call medicating foods like comfort food. Mediterranean, you know, diet is really good for that. Embracing exercise or movement, meaning going for a walk. And I know when somebody's depressed, it's so difficult to get out of bed. So this is where family and friends can come in help, is inviting that person to go for short walks. Practicing yoga, if somebody likes yoga. And yoga is not about how much you can do a specific pose, but really just being around people and doing certain movements. Meditation, of course, is always one of the best tools for depression. So is other forms of cardio exercises. Breathing. And just enjoyable movements. The other important part is sleep. Often the person either is sleeping too much or not getting enough sleep. I think it's important to have a glass of warm milk at night, possibly with some nutmeg, and going to sleep at a specific time. We tend to watch too much TV, be on our gadgets, answering emails. All those kind of things actually are very disruptive at night because it activates our mind. And so those things need to be sort of, we need to move away from them and start sort of some relaxation things at night, either if it's taking a bath, giving yourself a self-massage with a warm oil, especially this time of the year when the seasons are changing, it's dry. So, and of course, the day, if you see, we don't have as much light. And this all also plays into a person's depression. If it's raining, if it's cold, you don't want to go out. Well, what do you do? Go to a mall. Just maybe walk around for a little bit in a warm place. It is a way of, it's a lifestyle change. And, you know, as I'm speaking, this is, you know, how to boost your balance would be spending time with people who help you feel alive and vibrant. Mm-hmm. Share your feelings with those who listen in an empathetic way. Mm-hmm. And people who are positive to you, avoid negative people. Mm-hmm. Depression can be contagious. And claiming your own sense of self. I mean, within us, we have this beautiful spirit, but it's got now got layers of all this negativity and darkness. And, you know, if you go into a room of darkness, how do you get some light in there? Is either switching off on a light or just lighting a candle. That's how you bring about light.
So there's many different ways around that and things to do. And I guess as a friend or a family member is not to leave that person, to always be engaged and don't let someone flounder. You can help them by just being there for them.
That's right. And if there is cases where when somebody does talk about suicide or wanting to kill themselves, that is very serious. And they should do they should act on it in a way that supports the person. If it means bringing them to a hospital or call 911, or even if the person themselves are feeling suicidal, they should talk to a healthcare professional because help is out there, and it's just one step away asking for help. I wanted to read something to you, and it's from Cahil Gibran. He's a writer, poet, and this is so beautiful. We always forget that when we are depressed, that we are this terrible individual. This short poetry or write-up reads, said one oyster to a neighboring oyster, I have a very great pain within me. It is heavy and round, and I'm in distress. And the other oyster replied with, praise be to the heavens and to the sea. I have no pain within me. I'm well and whole, both within and without. At that moment, a crab was passing by and heard the two oysters, and he said to the one who was well and whole, both within and without, yes, you're well and whole, but the pain that your neighbor bears is a pearl of exceeding beauty. So, you know, we have that pearl and exceeding beauty within us, and we hold that pain. But we shine. All we have to do is get that right help.
Beautifully put. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, think about what Nirmala just said. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about optimal daily living. Back in 2 minutes.
An ode to Oftober. 31 days hath Oftober, a celebration to remember. The energy saving has begun. Start yours at home. The benefits are clear. You'll save cash throughout the year. 31 days hath Oftober. Time to save a ton and have a bit of fun.
Celebrate saving power and money this Oftober. More tips and prizes released every day at powersmart.ca.
Ebola sweeps across West Africa. The deadly virus has already claimed thousands of lives, and the numbers grow every day. Ebola must be stopped before it spreads further. Your gift today will help the Humanitarian Coalition save lives through critical containment and prevention programs. Your help is urgently needed. Please make a donation online today at together.ca. That's together.ca. The Humanitarian Coalition. Together, saving more lives.
Your best choice for selection and value in flooring is locally owned Camino Carpets and Flooring. You'll find everyday low prices and all stock in Camino's 7,000 square foot warehouse. It's loaded with a great selection of laminate, engineered hardwood, vinyl, and tile, much more than just carpets. Whatever you need on your floors, Camino's seasoned sales staff and professional installers will save you time and money. Just call for a free estimate. Camino Carpets and Flooring. New location, new showroom, same great savings. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
Now that fall is here, your lawn is getting hungry. So pick up some lawn food at Marigold Nurseries and feed it. And while you're there, take a look around. Hedging is on sale for 20% off, and a great selection of flower bulbs is just waiting to bring color and life to your garden. Lawn food, hedging, flower bulbs, it's all at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle. We're talking to Nirmala Ranigi from the Chopra Center in Squamish. Something on Nirmala's website, she says, is that life is precious and priceless, that we all deserve to live in the present and experience joy and healthy relationships. And, you know, so many of us feel alone or helpless. And there are people out there. There are ways to get help. So I hope that if you're listening today and that's you or someone you know, that you know that you're not alone and that there are steps around it. We were talking about depression in the last two segments. Nirmala, we're going to switch gears a bit, talk about optimal daily routine, and I guess that plays into it as well, like you were talking about before, for mental, emotional, physical well-being, that we really need to have routines in life. And I know you talk a lot about this, and it's part of your treatment.
Yes. Often people who are depressed or are not doing well, there is no routine. Their sleeping is off, their eating is off, there's a lot of imbalance. And this comes about from, you know, I'll use a Sanskrit word, guna. Guna is actually qualities, our energy within us, and we have three forms of energy. One is sattva, which is actually the balance energy, peace, harmony, calmness. The second is raja, which is a creative energy, creative, the work we do, it goes outward. And this is the one that causes imbalance. The third one is tamas, which is inertia or dullness. When we are depressed, that's where we're sitting, is this dullness form of energy. And what we would need to do is, how do you move out from this dullness, darkness, heavy energy? One way would be is to getting to that level of the raja energy, which is movement. And movement is one way to get yourself out of this darkness. Movement would mean, like, we start our day with yoga at the center. So it is those small movements. And if it's not yoga, going for a walk, getting up, going for a walk, doing something, getting your body moving a little bit.
And that just stimulates serotonin, is that?
That's
correct?
Right. It you know, we have neurotransmitters in our bodies and brain. And when we are depressed, you know, there is imbalance there. And often exercise, as soon as you break sweat, those neurotransmitters, it's magic how they start working, and you automatically start feeling better. Of course, people who have severe depression do need chemical, or meaning they need medicated assistance in moving to the next level.
Right, and we shouldn't. And sometimes that's not forever. It can be just a short amount of time.
That's right.
But sometimes people, when they are past as being depressed and they're clinically depressed, need to do that next step. It's not a matter of diet or anything else. They really kind of need to get over that hump to make sure they're okay.
That's right. And you know, we at the center have a routine where, you know, we have meditation, but some of the other things would be, you know, waking up, try to wake up without an alarm. When the birds are singing, we should wake up, be in with nature. One of the other things we do, we recommend, and this is an Ayurvedic tool, is cleaning your tongue. Our tongue, actually, when you look in the mirror, there's a coating on there. And when there's a tool we use, it's a tongue cleaner we use, not really at the center, but we Ayurvedically we recommend. Drinking a glass of warm water actually helps your system. Meditation, as I said, yoga. Try to give yourself a oil massage in the morning. It takes like 3 to 4 minutes. Get some oil, whether it's a sesame oil is always the best. Just warm it up a little bit. Give yourself a little massage. And eating breakfast with awareness. Make sure you eat breakfast. And then as you get through the day, in the midday, where the sun's energy is up at the top, we have that energy within our stomach, is to have a large meal, and you should it should be around 12 to 1. After the meal, you know, sit quietly for a few minutes and then try going for a walk to help with digestion. The afternoon and evening routine, again, is, you know, if you can get in another 10, 15 minutes of meditation, it's great. Eating dinner around 6 to 7. Again, going for a walk or doing some movement that helps with the digestion. The last thing is we get people to reduce their activity at night. You know, like I said, stop your TV, internet, texting. Those things can wait when you can do it in the daytime. And, bath is always important, glass of milk. And try to have a routine of going to bed by 10, 10:30, mm-hmm. because... our day is in Ayurveda divided in three different ways, which is our activity time and our rest time. And so what happens in the morning from 6 to 10, that's the kapha time where, you know, you get your exercises in. And then when we get to 10 to 12, that's your activity time, your lunch, and this is your metabolizing time. And in the afternoon, again, it's a creative energy time. And so it's the same thing at night. From 10 to 2 is your pitta time, or this is where all the emotions or whatever you're holding on gets digested. So this is where you want to be sleep.
Okay. And Nirmala, we have to stop there because yes. We're out of time. I have really enjoyed our conversation today. And people can get a hold of Nirmala. She's on the website, Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center in Squamish. You can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, if you want to know more. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. You're a blessing. And TJ, thank you. As always, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.